Laureen Powell. By this point, based on his dating history, a matchmaker could have put together a composite sketch of the woman who would be right for Jobs. Smart, yet unpretentious. Tough enough to stand up to him, yet zen-like enough to rise above turmoil. Well-educated and independent, yet ready to make accommodations for him and a family. Down to earth, but with a touch of the ethereal. Savvy enough to know how to manage him, but secure enough to not always need to. And it wouldn't hurt to be a beautiful, lanky blonde with an easygoing sense of humor who liked organic vegetarian food. In October 1989, after his split with Tina Redsea, just such a woman walked into his life. More specifically, just such a woman walked into his classroom. Jobs had agreed to give one of the View from the Top lectures at the Stanford Business School one Thursday evening. Laureen Powell was a new graduate student at the business school, and a guy in her class talked her into going to the lecture. They arrived late, and all the seats were taken, so they sat in the aisle. When an usher told them they had to move, Powell took her friend down to the front row and commandeered two of the reserved seats there. Jobs was led to the one next to her when he arrived. I looked to my right, and there was a beautiful girl there, so we started chatting while I was waiting to be introduced, Jobs recalled. They bantered a bit, and Laureen joked that she was sitting there because she had won a raffle, and the prize was that he got to take her to dinner. He was so adorable, she later said.